This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, April 25, celebrating Easter every Sunday. Our passage is from Hebrews 10. Let us hold to the hope we profess, and let us not give up meeting together. In 1772, William Cowper wrote, "There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains." The author of Hebrews connects the cleansing work of Jesus with believers meeting in worship. Since we gain entry into God's presence through Jesus' blood, we ought to take advantage and draw near to God, and we encourage each other by doing it regularly. Worshiping God was common from the earliest days after Jesus' death and resurrection. It continued the familiar Old Testament practice, "Worship the Lord with gladness, come before Him with joyful songs." So even when the church scattered, Christians gathered regularly on the first day of the week. Sunday worship began because Jesus rose to life again on the first day of the week. He also appeared to his disciples on that first Easter Sunday and again the following Sunday. Then, 50 days after the Sabbath of Passover, the Spirit was poured out on Pentecost Sunday. So powerful in memory and central to faith is Jesus rising on Sunday that the usual Jewish practice of Saturday rest and worship was replaced with Christian worship on the first day of the week. So let's gather and worship this Sunday and the next and every Sunday.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.